Welcome to another episode of Late Nights by Luna Manila, where we talk about things that keep us up at night, whether it's a funny thing that happened to you today or something that bothers you. We created Luna Manila as an open community serving as a common ground to everyone to share their ideas and experiences. As an LGBTQIA ally, it is important for me to help others understand the importance of equality. Today, we are going to talk about a transgender's medical transition journey. What are the mental and physical obstacles of the transition? What are the things that we need to know about transgender people? Why pronouns are important? To answer our curiosity, nabulol na agad, and to shed light about the topic, our guest today is a member of Pioneer Filipino Transgender Men Movement, customer advocacy supervisor for a medical devices company that empowers people to take control of their diabetes. Hobbies are trekking, traveling, reading books, and watching series. Let's welcome RJ Puod.
Hello, Zai. Thank you for having me on the show.
Hi, RJ. Thank you. And welcome to Late Nights by Luna Manila. Before we proceed, I only would like to set the expectations of our listeners that there might be some delays due to the internet connection, but okay naman, we'll survive this. So stick with us. If you're curious to know about this transition, this journey, stay with us until the end of this episode. And pagtsagaan yung internet connection namin, nagbabayad ako. Okay. All right. How are you, RJ?
I'm good. It's nice that we tried to test it out earlier today. No?
Oo, may mga technical difficulties lang talaga. Pero ganun talaga pag live eh.
Right. Charot.
Okay. RJ, so just like what I mentioned, Late Nights by Luna Manila, we try to create a community that is, you know, welcome to everyone. And I want to make this episode a bit educational sa mga curious out there, including me. So, if you can help us define transgender, how does it define ba talaga? Meron ba siyang mga specific words? Like, pag may nagtatanong sa'yo, ano yung usual na sinasabi mo?
Okay. Before I answer your question about what a transgender is, like to touch on something that's important to make this easier for us to understand, no? So we have this thing called gender identity. A person's gender identity is how they define themselves in their head. So it's their sense of their self. So for a transgender man, there are certain scenarios wherein you would identify yourself as something that's not aligned to how you were born. So, for example, a person who may be born female may not necessarily identify as a female. And that's where transgender people come in. So, a transgender is an umbrella term used to describe people whose sex assigned at birth is not the same as their gender identity. So, iba yung katawan nila at taliwas yun sa kung paano nila ina-identify yung sarili nila.
And kung ano yung nararamdaman nila.
Exactly. So, ganun.
Well, may curious question ako, RJ, kasi I've known a few friends na dumaan sila sa stage ng lesbian muna. Kasi hindi nila alam pa kung paano i-identify na parang, ay, may transgender pala, mas dun pala ako. Kasi meron akong napanood, and meron din akong kilala na, ganun, she was born female. Tapos, so syempre, attracted siya sa girls, and yun yung na-identify niya yung sarili niya na hindi female. So, she was in a relationship with a girl. Tapos habang tumatagal, parang hindi siya Kasi syempre may mga nag-identify, may mga nagli-label na parang, oh, you both are lesbians, or she's lesbian, ganyan. Pero habang tumatagal, meron pa siyang parang deeper na hinahanap eh. Na identity na hindi, parang hindi ako lesbian eh. Meron pa eh, meron pang ano eh. Dumaan ka ba sa ganun? Like, how did you put a word na parang, ah hindi, ito yung, dito ko na-identify yung sarili ko. May ganun ka ba?
Actually, if manonood ka ng YouTube videos about transgender men, most transgender men used to identify as lesbians. Hindi because hindi nila alam kung sino talaga sila or ano talaga sila, pero hindi kasi nila alam kung ano yung tawag. Kasi, di ba, sa ating mga Pinoy, ang alam lang talaga natin, tomboy, lesbian, bakla. Yun, di ba? Yun lang yung mga common terms na alam natin. Pero, in reality, meron pa. Kasi ang lesbian ay hindi katulad ng transgender man. Common din ang misconception sa ating mga Pilipino na kapag ang lesbian nag-transition, magiging transgender man, which is not accurate. Magkaiba sila. Yung mga lesbians, pinanganak sila na babae, identify as babae pa rin, kaya lang na-attract sila sa babae din. Ang mga transgender men kasi, pinanganak ng babae, tapos nag-identify as male talaga. Tapos na-attract sa babae. Or na-attract din sa iba pang sexes. Medyo ano yan eh, malawak yung SOGIE pag pinag-usapan natin. Kulang ng isang oras. Pero yun yung basic foundations niya. So, hindi siya level up ng pagiging tomboy or lesbian. Magkaiba talaga sila. Which is why, kapag nadidiscover ng mga transgender men na, uy, ito pala ako, yung tamang tawag sa akin, parang mas empowering siya, kumbaga. Kasi hindi nga sakto lahat ng definitions, kumbaga, ng pagiging lesbian sa personality nila. Sa akin, I discovered that I was a transgender man because I saw this YouTube video. It was an episode of Front Row wherein nagsasalita yung lalaki, lalaking lalaki yung boses niya. Tapos, biglang ni-reveal niya na he was born female pala. Oo. Tapos sinasabihan lang siya nung high school na you're different. Naka-dress siya, ganyan. Tapos naka-pambabaing high school uniform, ganon. And then eventually, na-discover niya na he's a transgender man pala. And then I realized that moment na, oh, we're the same. That's what I'm looking for. That's the term I'm looking for. That's who I am. Tapos, after nun, sunod-sunod na, nanonood na ako ng YouTube video palagi about people who are transitioning, what's a transgender. Doon na nagsimula yung medical journey.
Kaya ko. Alam mo, importante na meron talagang nagsispeak out eh. Yung merong, diba? Kasi may mga, like right now, hindi natin alam na kung may nakikinig ba. And, you know, in the middle of their journey identifying themselves, diba? Meron kang may inspire kagaya ng na-inspire ka dun sa tao na yon. It's really nice.
Totoo.
So, I'm glad that we're doing this episode. Can you also? Ano ba yan? Sorry, napakaaga pa kasi today. Can you also help us differentiate if kung meron mang difference ang transgender versus transsexual?
Okay. So, yung transgender, di ba sabi natin, iba yung gender identity nila sa assigned at birth nila na sex. Yung transsexual kasi is anyone who has undergone a medical transitioning or surgeries to make the alignment. So for example, I could be a transgender pero if hindi ako nag-hormone replacement therapy, if hindi ako nagpa-surgery, then I'm a transgender.
Okay.
If, for example, if I'm a transgender man who underwent surgery to make sure na aligned na yung gender identity ko sa physical body ko, diba? Then I'm a transgender who is also transsexual.
So yun pala yung transsexual. So, go.
Sorry. And ano, it's important then to know na not because you don't know everything doesn't mean you can't be an ally. Kasi kahit yung mga tao within the LGBT community, madami ding confusions about ano ba yung tawag dito, di ba? Ano yung tamang label, how do I address this? Medyo confusing siya. So it's really a group effort. And like you said, it's important for people who know about all of these things to speak out so that more and more people can get educated about the topic and so that we can create healthy conversations around it.
I understand that people don't just wake up and decide to become transgender. But there is someone out there listening, kagaya na sinasabi natin, and questioning their gender identity and would like to feel less scared. So kanina nabanggit mo na kung paano nakatulong yung stories from other people to identify yourself. Would you care to share your story when you're starting to tell the people around you, let's say your family, your friends, sino yung una mong pinagsabihan, and how was it growing up in this conservative culture?
Okay, sige. Yung sa akin, and ano, just a disclaimer, my experience, this is purely from my experience. Madaming similarities pagdating sa journey ng mga transgender, pero it's still unique in some way kasi iba-iba tayo ng family, iba-iba tayo ng kinalakihan, iba-iba tayo kung kailan tayo nag-transition, kailan natin na-discover kung ano ba talaga tayo and all. So this is purely my journey. You're right when you said na you don't just wake up and decide to become transgender because it's not a choice. It's more of a discovery for me. Kasi kahit tanungin mo yung mga kaibigan ko when I was around grade 6, elementary school, I would say na I was born in the wrong body. And that's common among transgender men and women. Sasabihin nila, mali talaga to, hindi ito yung katawan ko. This should not be it. Pero ganun sa akin, at an early age I knew. And then, yun nga, nakapanood ako ng video sa YouTube about a transgender man. And then, doon na nag-start yung journey ko kasi ano na ako, parang na-excite ako. Sabi ko, finally I know who I am and I'm excited about what the future holds for me kasi kahit dati, masculine yung pagdadamit ko, paghilos ko, hindi ako komportable, nahihiya talaga ako. Tapos, na-judge ako ng ibang mga tao. So sabi ko, wow, there's a way for me to align my body with my gender identity. So sabi ko, finally, kaya ko na to. I can take control of how people react to me. Ganyan. So, yun, nanood ako ng mga YouTube videos and then I found this guy who's been in transition for a while, mga years na. So nakita ko may facial hair, maskulado, nagpa-surgery na siya ng chest. So ang galing. So I reached out to him and then eventually I found the support group who guided me into transitioning. It's a bunch of transgender guys who talk about their transition. Tapos they provide guidance. Who do I reach out to if I wanna medically transition? Ano ba yung gagawin ko? What are the first steps? Where do I get the medicine from? Mga ganon. Ayun. Tapos, yung sinasabi mo na growing up in a conservative culture, medyo mahirap yun for me. It helped sa akin na I was already out of our home. I was living independently na. Pero syempre, di ba? Kasi you have to see a doctor.
Yeah.
Di ba? And then your parents would become curious. Bakit ka pumupunta sa doktor parate? Ganyan. And I would tell them, no, I'm just having something checked. So eventually, it was more of a white lie for me. And I'm not advising everyone to do the same. Sa akin lang kasi, it was important for me to make decisions on my own because this is my body and whatever consequences it will have, it will be for me. And I think this was the key for my happiness. So I did the brave thing to do and then I kind of kept them in the dark at some point. So, yun, sinabi ko sa kanila, may pinapacheck lang ako. And then they started noticing the changes. Bumababa lalo yung boses ko. I started having pimples, a lot of pimples. Tapos they started noticing my facial hair. And then, that's when I told them na a few months ago, I started transitioning. Sabi ko sa kanila. Tapos, after noon, na-assign kasi ako sa Visayan region. So, hindi na nila ako nakikita physically. So, mga video calls na lang. Tapos, nakikita nila na nag-change na yung itsura ko. Diba? When I finally went home for the first time, may facial hair na ako. And then, I told them na kasi nag-medical transition na ako. And then, I told them eventually that I want to have my chest done. Kasi, ano kami? Blessed yeah. or cursed yung lab. Depending on how you wanna look at it. Pero yun, so sinabi ko sa mama ko na it's for my health. I wanted to do the top surgery for my health din. Kasi prone kami, yung family namin prone sa ano, sa cyst. So yun. So it was hitting two birds with one stone.
Yeah, ano ko yun talaga si cyst.
Matapos. Ayun, dati kasi yung mama ko, I used to bind for years. High school pa lang natuto na ako mag-bind ng chest. Kasi nga, malaki siya.
Ganun ha? High school?
Yes, high school. Parang more than 15 years na ako nag-bind before ako nakapag-top surgery. So sabi ko sa mama ko noon, dati kasi ginugupit niya yung mga binders ko because she was against it. She was against me dating women. Yun, she was cutting my binder, so I had to hide them, no? Pero eventually, when I transitioned, and then when I came out and told them, ma, na magpapa-surgery ako, she was the one who went with me sa surgery ko. Siya yung
nagbabay. Moms are the best.
So, I know. Ayun. Tapos, sa akin, I think it's important for people to know that when you're transitioning, your family, your friends also transition with you. Paano ko nasabi yun? Kasi di ba you were talking about pronouns and all. Sa household namin, they are used to calling me ate. Kasi I'm the firstborn. Ate. Kahit parents ko, they call me ate. It changed when I started correcting them. So for those who want to be addressed with the right pronouns, you have to speak up also and tell them how it is important to you. So when I started transitioning na, I told them, call me kuya instead of ate. With my mom, it was a journey. Instead of accepting it right away na kuya itatawag niya sa akin, Teya yung tinatawag niya sa akin. So combination of ate and cute. Kuya, di ba? So Teya muna, before siya fully naging kuya, it also helped that my siblings were really supportive kasi nakita nila yung masaya ako when I transition. So kuya talaga tawag nila sa akin pag mga may slip up, for example, na sinabi ng mama ko ate out loud tapos in public, sasabi niya, ma, kuya na. Tapos ayun nga pala kuya, so yeah, ganun na lang sila.
Alam mo, ang ganda nung sinabi mo na during the transition yung family mo dapat nagta-transition then with you. Importante yung support na yun eh. So, that was your experience with your family, yung sa pronoun na you have to speak up, you have to remind them na, uy, kuya na, di ba? But what if you're outside? Have you experienced mga slip-ups? Let's say, sa friends, kasi medyo madali eh. Kasi if that person is your friend, madali mong matatapik na, uy, di ba? What about, meron ka ba na encounter sa work or outside? And before you answer that, nagustuhan ko yung sinabi mo na dapat nag-speak up ka kasi may mga tao na bigla na lang ma-offend na hindi, parang, teka lang, hindi, nagkamali ako pero hindi ka rin naman naging open. So I guess it's really a two-way communication. So would you like to share any experience na you had outside your family pagdating sa mga pronouns?
Pagdating sa mga pronouns, ang most common na na-experience ko is yung mga strangers, like telemarketers, right? Because in your documents, yung old name mo pa rin, yung dead name na tinatawag. And it's not just on pronouns, minsan yung dead name mo rin. Kasi yung mga transgender folks, they have this thing called dead name. It's your legal name na matches your sex assigned at birth, hindi yung gender identity mo. So minsan, may mga tao tatawagin ka pa rin using your first name, hindi yung preferred name mo, di ba? And that's common. Sa akin, sa work may ganon. Binibiro niya ako. Kasi it's a term of endearment for her. So sa akin, sometimes I make certain exceptions as long as it's not done in public. Kasi sa work naman namin, hindi ako out, super out. And when I say super out, I only talk about my transition and my gender identity when I'm asked. And or when people are curious about it, diba? And or when they ask me directly. Pero if hindi naman yun yung topic, I don't go around saying, hey, I'm transgender, look at me. I'm not like that. So if may na-experience ako, for example, no workmate, tapos na dead name ako, I would tell them right away. Kasi tama yung sinasabi mo eh. Nagre-react ka negatively about something, tapos hindi mo naman in-explain kung bakit siya offensive sa'yo. So you have to talk about it for them to make the correction next time.
Oo. Tama. Thank you for, ano, for letting us know. Kasi yun nga, kagaya ng sinabi ko, medyo it's a sensitive part yung sa pronouns. And sa mga Pilipino, alam natin na part ng culture natin na nahihiya tayong magsalita eh. Di ba? Nahihiya tayong mag-correct. Mm-hmm. And kapag kami nang correct sa atin, parang na-offend ka pa na parang hindi naman talaga dapat. Di ba? So, I guess it's about time. 2020 na, nagka-pandemic na nga eh. Sarat. I mean, 2020 na, maging open tayo. Let's be respectful kung ano yung gustong pronoun and I mean, ma-identify mo naman agad eh. Di, kung papag-kinorek ka, di, alam mo yun, aminin natin na, okay, mm-hmm. So, mali ka, tapos susunod, hindi na. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Tsaka dun sa other side nun, what I wanna add there is, kung ikaw naman yung na-offend, you have to speak up. Hindi yung na-offend ka during the conversation, tapos magpo-post ka sa Facebook, magra-rant ka.
Ang mature.
Diba? Tama eh, diba? Tapos hindi naman alam nung tao, di ba? Kung sino-sino na yung napag-uusapan. Yung pala sobrang na-hurt ka na hindi ka pa nagsasalita.
Correct. Huwag na tayong ganun. Magbago na po tayo. Charot. Okay. Hey, RJ. I wanna talk about your transition and claiming your identity. What medical treatments do some transgender people seek when transitioning? Would you care to share how much it costs or how much it will cost? And how long bago mo nakita yung changes sa katawan mo? And pati yung mga procedures, gano'n siya katagal?
Mm-mm. Yung sa medically transitioning, I started seeking help from the support group. So tinanong ko sila, ano ba yung steps na tinitake nyo? Kasi I don't know where to start. And it can be overwhelming, di ba? Kasi minsan excited ka to see the results, tapos hindi mo naman alam kung paano ka papunta doon. So I reached out to the group, I asked them kung anong ginagawa. And the support group said, the first thing you need to do is to check with your doctor. Kasi you have to find an endocrinologist. It's a doctor who specializes in hormones. Kasi number one, hindi lahat ng transgender guys na gustong mag-transition, pwedeng mag-transition.
Oh.
Maraming factors.
Can you give us, sorry,
so for example,
na-curious ako eh. Mayroong, can you give one factor why?
Yung iba kasi, they're not fit to undergo hormone replacement therapy. Kasi when you take testosterone and you have a female body to begin with, maraming changes na ginagawa ang testosterone. So for example, those who have PCOS, di ba? Kasi your testosterone will mess up your hormone balance, right? So medyo delikado din sa may PCOS. And some doctors would not say, would advise against taking hormone replace or undergoing hormone replacement. Testosterone also increases your cholesterol, which means that you may be prone to certain heart conditions, di ba? Hypertension, mga ganon, diabetes, pwede. Tapos the fact na you're putting in medicine into your body can also affect your other organs. hindi mo din alam if you're a beginner, hindi mo rin alam kung ilang dose, ano yung dose mo, gaano ka frequent ka ba dapat mag-take ng testosterone. So you really have to seek medical assistance. 'Di ba? Kasi unique tayo eh. Hindi pwedeng, for example, ako sinabi ko, I take this amount of testosterone every month. Tapos gagayahin mo 'yon kasi yun yung sinabi ko. Hindi siya pwedeng ganun kasi iba-iba tayo ng katawan, iba-iba tayo ng health conditions. Yung iba talaga, no-no, kasi pwedeng mag-fail yung health nila altogether. So, doctor muna tayo para safe. Ayun. Tapos, so that's hormone replacement therapy, no? Yung iba-iba kasi ng method yun eh. Iba-iba din ang hormone. Iba-iba ng type ng testosterone. So, only your doctor and you can identify kung ano nga ba yun. Mag-fit sa'yo based on the lab tests na ginagawa. So first, kailangan, if you're planning on medically transitioning, you have to know the risks. Diba? You have to know what you're getting into. Hindi kasi porket nakita mo lang na, ay, this is the body that I want to be, to have. Tatalon ka na kagad and then start transitioning. You have to get your guidance first. So seek a doctor who can help you with your transition, follow their advice, diba? And then if there's something that's out of the ordinary, let them know right away.
Tapos, ano yung next? Like, paano na-identify ko ano yung kailangan ng katawan mo? Nag-start ka ba like pills or ano yung mga medical treatments na na pinagdaanan mo?
Yung sa akin most na ang yung pag-take ko kasi ng testosterone is via injection. So tinanong ko muna yung doctor. Intramuscular injection siya, and that's mostly the most common way to administer testosterone. Meron ding ibang options. You can take pills, pero ang sabi I'm not an expert on this, just a disclaimer. Mas harmful daw sa liver and sa organs yung oral. So, intramuscular yung most common way of administering it. Meron ding patches, pero I don't think may available nun sa Pinas. Sa ibang bansa, meron. Ididikit lang sa skin. Nice. Doon na ma-absorb yung hormones.
Ang galing
hormones.
Na. So, how often yung treatment mo, yung ipa-inject na yon? How often? Paano ka na nag-start?
Sa akin, I take my injections every 2 weeks.
Tapos gaano katagal?
Tapos, perpetual. Ganito siya. Explain ko kung bakit perpetual siya. Since naglalast lang yung effect ng testosterone on a certain period of time, hindi siya, porque pagka-inject mo, forever na siya, di ba? So, it maintenance din siya. So, every 2 weeks yung sa akin. If I stop taking testosterone, I will start, and trigger warning to for some transgender folks out there, so sorry. If I stop taking my testosterone, pwede akong magka-regla ulit.
Oh, talaga? Sabagay. Okay, nagigilty ko na. So,
it's a no.
Tapos, every 2 weeks pa din. Tapos, yung procedure? Like, inaabot ba ng, like, ilang minutes? May hours?
Mabilis lang yun. Mas matagal pag kinakabahan ka. Pero mabilis lang naman. Injection lang siya. Sa muscle naman. So, matatawa ka kasi kahit kausapin mo ibang transgender men out there, they would say na kahit hanggang ngayon, years na sila nagta-transition, kinakabahan pa rin sila sa pagtuturok. Kasi I don't think you could ever get used to it. Pero yun, nakakakaba pa rin siya.
Ang ganda na na-cover natin to kasi kung may nakikinig dyan at gustong itry to, at least na-set na natin yung expectation na okay, ito yung reality ng treatment na yun. Would you care to share how much it costs?
Yung sa medically transitioning, every 2 weeks, mga nasa yan? Nasa 200 to 300 pesos. Yung gamot. Depende kung sino makikita mong seller. And I have to, I wanna take this opportunity to warn those who wanna transition. na nakikinig sa atin ngayon or mga nanonood ng mga video sa YouTube, no? Kasi sobrang rampant na ngayon nung FB Marketplace, Lazada, Shopee. So, it makes it easier to access medicine, di ba? And marami akong nakikita sa Facebook page namin na ano, hindi, like, not sa group, no? Pero random Facebook posts about people selling testosterone, which is harmful. Kasi, di ba, ang sinasabi ko nga, always go to a doctor. Pero yung iba kasi, they cut corners, they wanna take a shortcut, diretso kagad sa T, mag-i-inject kagad ng sarili without asking the doctor for help, di ba? So, yung iba, they take advantage of that and sell testosterone like 300%, 400% of the actual price. So, yun, medyo mapapamahal ka if you take shortcuts plus you're putting yourself at a higher risk. So, don't do it. There's a lot of help out there. You can find organizations, you can find people who have been there, who have experiences, you can find doctors that you can ask help from. So, huwag tayong mag-shortcut kasi mamaya, makapag-transition ka nga in 6 months, na-deads ka naman kasi hindi ka naman pala dapat nagta-transition.
Correct. Ang ganda na na-cover natin yung part na yun. Kagaya ng nabanggit mo kanina, sabi mo, tama ka, iba-iba tayo eh, especially ang babae, iba-iba talaga yung katawan natin. Picos, may mga cyst, iba-iba. So, nung nagta-transition ka, nung nagsa-start ka, kailan mo nakita yung unang change sa katawan mo? And ano yun? Ano yung naramdaman mo? Ganyan. Ang cliche ata nung ano yung naramdaman mo?
Pero nakaka-excite siya actually. Kahit ako ngayon, iniisip ko, pag na nire-recall ko yung experiences na yun, na-excite pa rin ako, natutuwa pa rin ako. And it makes me proud of myself even more na I took that first step towards my journey. Yung sa akin, first few changes, I felt bad kasi nag-start ako magka-acne. Pero kasi, 2 weeks after, nawalan ako ng menstruation, nag-stop siya. So sabi ko, no, yes, no more napkins. Di na ako magkakatagos. Oh my God, ganun yung... Exactly. Tsaka hindi na malagkit yung feeling. Sorry.
Medyo, it's okay.
Medyo visual. Oh. Pero yon, that's one of the first things that I noticed. Tapos, after a few months, few weeks, pumipiyok-piyok yung boses ko. Sabi nila, ayan na, Jay, nagbibinata ka na. That's the start of it. Tapos, after a few months, sabi ko, parang ang gaspang na ng baba ko, ng ano ko, ng upper lip ko. Yung pala, kasi nag-grow na yung ano ko, mustache ko, tsaka yung beard ko. So, kumakapal na siya. Tapos, yung unang tubo ng balbas ko, parang it was just one strand. Pero sobrang excited ako.
Uy, shit, binata na ako.
Excited ako, sabi ko. Oo, ayun na siya.
Pero minsan may mga... Nireveal ko talaga yun sa podcast ko. Bakit? Sarat.
Ayun. So, ayun. Those were my first changes na sobrang noticeable. Pero eventually, a lot more changes came in, of course. Kumapal yung buhok ko sa legs, kumapal yung buhok ko sa arms, tapos yung facial hair, hanggang dito na sa gilid, may sideburns na ako, kumapal yung kilay ko. Pati buhok sa ilong, kakapal. Ayun, pati sa chest, magkaka-hair ka. And yun yung, ano, it's another note to what I'm saying, no, na consult a doctor, kasi there are some changes na effect ng testosterone that would be permanent. So for example, no, and ano din, like I said, you have to know what you're getting into kasi hindi siya, it's not all rainbows and butterflies when you transition. You also have to understand na meron kang mga changes na hindi magugustuhan. So for example, ako, 'di ba, I've been transitioning since 2013. So 7 years na, no. I'm starting to lose my hair kasi nagre-recede yung ano ko eh, yung hairline ko. And it's because most guys are like that, 'di ba? Tandaan mo sa sa movies or sa kung sino man nakakilala nyo na cisgender male, pag tinignan nyo sila, mabuhok sila, pero napapanot. Nakakalbo, right? Exactly, yon. Napapanot. Ganon. Kasi, parang ano nga siya eh, parang curse, if you think about it eh. Gusto mo ng facial hair? Sige, that we can do that. Pero you have to compromise something else. Pwede ka na lang yung pubic, no? I-reroute, no? Sayang. Oo nga, kasi kakapal din naman siya. So sana... Kakainis. Pero ganun siya. So, ano siya? Masaya siya na feeling because you finally get to see yourself. Pero know that sometimes it also comes with a price. Hindi lahat ng gusto natin makukuha natin. So you have to pick whatever is... Whatever you think is best for you.
Alam mo, we can't really yan have lang. It all. Laging ganon, di ba?
Tama.
Okay, tama. So I have another question. I'm sure may mga na-curious dyan and would like to know this part. What are some of the official records transgender people may change when they are transitioning here in the Philippines? Meron ba?
Ito yung isa sa mga pinaka-challenging pa. We're trying to get there, pero it's really a challenge. Alam nyo naman na ever since, parang pinaglalaban na natin yung mga ganyan. Kasi nga, for example, sa akin, when people see my IDs, my valid IDs, di ba, you get a lot of questions. Because it's not aligned. Even if my ID, my government ID says female, magbibiro lang yung iba na, ay sir, anong pala kayo? Babae kayo? Or bakit ganun yung pangalan nyo, sir, pang babae? Kasi they won't believe it din naman unless you tell them, di ba? Pero masaya kasi when you say, ah, sir, kasi transgender po ako, they don't ask questions anymore. And then they would just say, ay, galing. Oo. And that's why visibility is important, no? The more people know about transgender men and women existing, the better kasi they can deal with it more appropriately, 'di ba? Mas kaya nang tanggapin ng utak nila na ay oo nga, transgender men exists. So, sister is just an example and I'm happy kasi usually I get comments like that, sir, you're the first transgender man I've encountered. I'm really happy na nakilala ko po kayo. Nakakatuwa. May mga ganong tao, maraming ganon. So, minsan hindi mo naman din kailangan mahiya. You just have to be confident of who you are kasi your confidence also sometimes dictates how people would react to you.
Very educating, 'di ba? Na-open yung mind ng mga tao sa part na 'yon. Alam mo, may naalala ko. Meron akong sa work, like pag nag-a-answer ako ng email, may mga nakita kong several signature from signature nila sa email, may pronouns. Like pronouns tapos she or he, ganyan. May ganun eh. Pwede mo siyang ilagay sa email mo, ganun, sa signature ng email mo. It's nice.
Oo, true. Tapos ano, I think it's also applicable for those na not transgender naman, pero medyo confusing yung name, di ba? So yun, sa akin, at work, I use my preferred name na. And my company recognizes that. It helps na may ganung company. Doon sa question mo about official records, unfortunately, we can't change anything yet. So sa akin, my IDs still display my legal name and my legal sex.
Kung meron mang legal sex.
Yeah.
I mean, kung ano mag ina-assign sa'yo at birth, I think would be the
best. Totoo. So, kasi wala pa naman ano sa atin, wala pa namang law sa atin that enables people to change their gender sa birth certificate saka their public records.
Huwag tayo, huwag tayo mawala ng pag-asa, dadating din yan. Siguro isang pandemic pa. Charot! Knock on wood. Tigilan na lang. I wanna please. Charot. Hey, RJ, I wanna talk about Pioneer Filipino Transgender Men Movement. So, chine ko yung website nila and I found out that it's a community organization. I'm just gonna read a few para lang sa mga nakikinig sa atin. So, the Pioneer Filipino Transgender Men Movement is a community organization that advocates for SOGIESC, or sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, and sex characteristics, and human rights education, HIV AIDS awareness, and providing information on medically guided hormone replacement therapy among trans masculine communities in the Philippines. Can you tell us more about the community? What are the examples or types of support from this organization? And how can someone become a member? Baka may interesado dyan.
Sige, that's nice. Kanina, nung sinasabi ko, nung sinishare ko sa inyong medical journey ko or yung transition journey ko, I was talking about a support group, right? And that support group is PFTM. Yung PFTM is the Pioneer Transgender Men Movement in the Philippines. It was established in July 2011. So, another disclaimer, I am a member of PFTM, but in no ways do I represent the entire group in this discussion. I'm only here to share.
Tama!
Importante yun eh, kasi baka mamaya, di ba, mamisquote tayo. So, I am a member, but these are my thoughts and these are my experiences from PFTM. Kasi you have their website naman to reach out if ever. You can find them in Facebook, in Google, kaya yan, if you have other questions. But I'm gonna share my experiences when it comes to being with PFTM. So this community is a support group mostly for transgender men. So yun, they talk about how can we medically transition in a very safe manner, 'di ba? Ano ba yung ginagawa? Meron kaming forum or meron kaming channel in order for us to communicate where we share our experiences, lalo na yung mga nakaka-experience ng discrimination from their family members, discrimination from work, sa school. It's more of us to send advice to the general population ng group namin. So, if they have questions about, kuya, kasi yung kapatid ko, ganto siya sa akin. How do I deal with this type of person, kuya? Or, sinong doctors po ba yung pwede kong puntahan? Ano po ba yung requirements? Paano po ba ako makakakuha ng gamot? Yung mga ganon. So lahat siya. When it comes to your health, your social life, your love life, we talk about our love life too. We talk about our sex lives doon sa chat room. Pretty much anything that you can think of pagdating sa pagta-transition, sa pagiging transgender man in the Philippine setting. Yun yung pinag-uusapan namin. Another thing that PFTM does is they have a group for partners.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah. So what's going on in the men's chat room cannot be discussed in the women's chat room. So they have their own. So if you have a girlfriend or a partner or a wife, pwede silang mag-join doon. And you guys, and the girls can also talk about their concerns about the guys.
Good. Ang ganda ng part na yun, ah.
Yan. I agree. Kasi sila, nagchichikan sila kasi lalo na yung mga first time na, mga babae na first time na nagkaroon ng partner na transgender man, na minsan they don't know how to act or they don't know how to deal with their partners, dun sila nagtatanong. May mga ate sila dun na pwede nilang tanungan. Ano ba yung gagawin ko? Kasi ganito yung pinag-aawayan namin. How else can I show support for him?
It's not only parang just a support group. Eh. It feels like a family. Kasi may mga ate, may mga kuya ka na matatanungan. Eh. Just parang, ang ganda kasi two-way siya. Diba? It's nice.
Beneficial siya both for the transgender men. Beneficial siya both for the partners. The goal is make it easier for everyone within the circle to transition. Gain as much support as we can.
Gusto ko yun. Ang ganda nung narinig ko na yun. So, how can someone become a member?
You can be a member by sending us a message in Facebook. That's the easiest part.
Kasi nakita ko may website eh.
Meron din sa website. Active yung mga PFTM core members sa Facebook eh. Ang dami kasing questions most of the time from the members. There are also questions coming from other people na hindi pa part ng community. So, yun. Marami ding questions around human rights education kasi hindi lang naman ano eh, parang it's not all fun for PFTM. Ginagawa din nila yung social responsibility natin. So, human rights education, we also talk about LGBT family discrimination. PFTM also partners with other organizations na part ng LGBT community and their allies, pati HIV and AIDS awareness active din. Last month, we also have this sessions before, no? Before the pandemic happened, meron din mga sessions na nagmi-meet up yung mga transgender guys, lalo na yung mga new members, wherein we talk about SOGI 101 and then transitioning 101. Yun, face-to-face na setting yun. We also ask people to have their families join. Sige, gusto mo, dali mo yung nanay mo if it's difficult for her to understand or nahihirapan kang i-explain. Sama mo nanay mo, sama mo yung partner actually, mo, kakausapin namin. Para lang
actually, alam mo, may tanong nga ako about that eh. And I'm glad that you mentioned it bago ko patanungin. Na dahil sobrang open nung organization with you know, with the partners and, you know, it the support being two-way. Sana magkaroon din ng group chat, like, yung sa parents, no? Yung para, di ba?
Oh, pwede. Do,
mga moms na gusto ding, like, yun, lalo na dun sa mga nagta-transition pa lang, I mean, yung nagsa-start pa lang, rather. Kasi I'm sure meron namang mga parents na open din doon but hindi nila alam kung sinong lalapitan nila, kanino sila magtatanong about these changes, paano nila susuportahan yung anak nila, yung member ng family nila. So, sana magkaroon no, ng ganun pa.
Oo, I think that's a good idea as long as open yung mga parents sa ano technology kasi most of the time, chat lang muna tayo eh. No? Pero, I think ang importante dyan is if willing naman yung parents, and that's a blessing. Sobrang blessing yun. If your parents are willing to learn about you, your true you, and willing sila na matutunan lahat ng kailangan nila to show that they support you, no? Maganda yun. So, ang kailangan mo dyan gawin is you bridge the gap. Diba? If hindi mo kayang explain sa kanila, then find someone who can. Kasi willing naman palang makinig. So, sayang yung opportunity. Diba? It makes it easier for you, sobrang gaan sa loob, if you know that your parents, your family supports you, and that they're willing to extend pa, just to learn kung paano kanila, paano nila mas mapapakita na mahal ka nila. Diba? It's also important for those na hindi masyadong nakakakuha ng support from their family. Kasi, karamihan eh, alam niyo yan, na within the community, yung family, kinikick out yung transgender na anak, yung bading or tomboy na anak from the family kasi hindi daw yun tama and all. Pero, ano eh, if you speak out, then you will be heard. Even if it falls on deaf ears from time to time, kapag hindi mo sinubukan, wala kasing magbabago eh. So you have to speak up. Diba? Kahit marindin na yan sa'yo.
You have to let them know na ito kayo eh, hindi na magbabago eh. Diba? Kasi tama ka, the more na hindi mo siya ina-open up with them, the more na hindi kayo mag-meet somewhere, like in the middle, hindi kayo magkakaintindihan, magtutuloy-tuloy lang yung miscommunication nyo, yung mga tampuhan nyo sa isa't isa dahil lang doon. And nakakatuwang malaman na ganito kaganda yung organization na to. So, if you guys wanna know more about this this organization, the Pioneer Filipino Transgender Men Movement, you can check their website. I-google nyo. Sarat.
Oo, nag-iisa lang yan.
Kaya nyo rin yun. Okay. So, PRJ, I have So malapit nang matapos yung episode na to, nag-e-enjoy ako, parang ayoko siya matapos. Charot. Napaka-arte ko talaga. Any advice you can share to our listeners who are on their journey discovering their identity or who are planning to transition or people who would like, you know, to come out?
Sa akin, isa sa pinaka gusto kong advice galing sa akin. Hindi. Kidding aside, you have to know and you have to accept the fact na ikaw lang yung nakakaalam kung sino ka talaga. Regardless kung ano man yung label na iba to sa'yo ng ibang tao, ikaw lang yung nakakaalam yan. So don't let others define who you are. Don't let others dictate who you should be. Kasi, if you always listen to others and not follow your heart, ikaw yung magsasuffer ng consequences. Diba? So, go after your happiness. You will never know until you try anyway. Diba? What have you got to lose? Kasi kung wala ka namang ginagawa, wala din namang ibang nangyayari. But if you try, there's a chance for things to change. Diba? And know that it will not be easy. Sobrang transparent ko eh, no? Sa mga ganyan. Eh.
It's not... Ulit-ulit?
It's not...
Hindi, ako.
Sorry. So, guys, it's not gonna be easy. Diba? Alam niyo yan. But know that you're not alone. The fact that I'm here in this program, I'm sharing my experiences to you. I've been telling you in the beginning na meron pang ibang nauna sa atin. Diba? So you know for a fact, you're not alone. There's help out there. Diba? There are a lot of ways to find help and guidance these days, especially you have social media, you have YouTube. Diba? Anyone you know, as long as you have their number, they're a phone call away. So don't be afraid. Kasi mahirap yung mas mahirap yung na-stuck ka because of fear. Tapos hindi mo na tinake yung chance to see what your potentials are.
Ano nun? Totoo. Kaya ano pang hinihintay nyo? Ay. Lawas na. Hello, horny ko.
Hindi. And for those who are not yet ready to come out because of certain conditions, hindi naman lahat eh. Lahat ng tao favorable yung conditions to come out of the closet. That's okay. That's fine. If you're not ready to come out yet, it's perfectly fine. You're the only one who can dictate when the right time is. Diba? What I just hope for and pray for is that you have the courage sometime soon para ma-discover mo na kung sino ka talaga and be proud of who you are. Because I'm sure meron diyang mga tao sa paligid mo na they've known all along. Hindi lang nila pinupush sa'yo, inaantay lang nila na maging perfect sa'yo yung timing. Diba? Kasi may mga makikita kang video sa YouTube, sa Facebook, sinasabi nila yung mga parents, diba? Oh, they would say, I've known since you were 2 years old.
Galing talaga ng mga parents. Diba?
Diba?
Di, totoo, diba? Ang galing. Ang ganda ng mga sinabi mo, RJ.
Mm-hmm.
Ako siguro, masabi ko lang doon, like, may iba kasi na hindi malabel yung sarili nila or, like ako, hindi ko alam kung saan ako talaga sa mga spectrum na yon or if there's a specific label. I just follow my heart. Oh, gusto mo yun?
Tama.
Diba? Ako saka masaya. Yun lang. Pero, ang ganda na may mga support na ganito. I'm glad that you're here sharing your story, educating us. But before I tell more about it or share more about it, I wanna ask you this last question. How happy are you then versus now? And what's next pa sa journey mo?
Sa akin, I can't put into words how happy I am since I started transitioning. Nung ano kasi ako, nung hindi pa ako nagta-transition, sobrang aloof ko sa tao eh. Makikita mo yun sa level of confidence that I have now. Before, I don't wanna share my experiences. I get bullied. Dati nasusuntok ako pag may kasama ako na girlfriend. Kasi diba, ang daming toxic guys out there eh, that would belittle yung mga lesbian, di ba? Minsan susuntokin kasi sabi niya, ay, wala namang ano yan. Ay, sorry, trigger words. Ay, wala namang ano yan. Ay, ano, babae pa din yan, yung mga ganon. Right? So parang it kinda crushes your self-esteem. When I started medically transitioning, it changed for me in a whole lot of ways. Dati ayokong hinahawakan ako. Kasi people would feel my chest, di ba? Accidentally. Ngayon, iba na siya. So, I'm a hugger, definitely a hugger. I hug people, guys, women, lahat ng kaklose ko, niyayakap ko. Mas ano na ako, touchy na ako ngayon. In an appropriate way. Diba? Tapos yung confidence ko to speak, to be heard, hindi na ako natatakot na mapunta sa spotlight, okay lang sa akin ngayon. Tapos, kaya ko nang i-verbalize yung thoughts ko. Sobrang happy ko that I transitioned. Parang lahat ng paghihirap, lahat ng tusok, it's worth it. Lahat ng gastos, so, it's worth it for me.
What's next, KRG? Yun.
What's next for me is hindi siya related sa HRT kasi I would continue my transition. May HRT, of course. I'm done with the top surgery. Medyo long way pa yung other types of surgery that you could cover. But I think short term, siguro I want to have the courage to and the discipline to work out. Kasi hindi ako nag-work out and tamad ko. Ang macho ko pa naman sana. Pero yon. Tapos dahil confident na nga ako, no? Before kasi, I quit school, di ba? And partially, it was because of I was forced to wear pencil cut skirts. Dahil ang course ko ay education. So, kailangan ko mag high heels, mag makeup, mag skirt, stockings, the whole shebang. Which was not favorable for me. Nakakainis siya. And really awkward. So, ako, I think I wanna finish my studies coming year. Mm-mm. And hindi na ako magte-teacher para I can avoid all of that stuff. I'll take some other course na na gender neutral.
Online courses, diba? Especially right now. Thank you so much, RJ. Yeah. I'm glad. Kagaya nga na sinabi ko kanina, I'm glad na you said yes to this, to my podcast, to our podcast. And I think it's very important to cover this, you know, kind of topic. Kasi madami kaming listeners na iba-iba and hindi natin alam kung sino yung mga naku-curious to know kung anong mga meron sa part na to about transgender, you know, the transition, what are the medical procedures, you know, the whole aspect of it. Thank you so much, RJ. I really had fun. Yung mga curiosity ko nasagot, ang galing, natutuwa ko. Sana na feel mo din yung saya sa interview na to. Okay. So, would you like any socials, anything that you would like to promote? Where can they follow you just in case, you know, kapag kami mga naku-curious, yung mga listeners dyan who would like to send you a message, baka may gustong magtanong pa sa'yo more about what we discussed, where can they follow you?
You can follow me on Facebook. Name is RJ Fronteras Puod. I know it's a mouthful, pero madali lang yan hanapin.
Ilalagay na lang namin sa promotion ng episode.
True. Tapos, sa Instagram, it's trans.literate.
Okay. So for those of you who have any questions, any clarification that you would like to ask RJ, just follow her, or sorry, his. Oh, di ba kakabanggit lang natin kanina ng pronouns? Zai! Oh my God! Yeah, slip up.
Slip ups, that's okay. Kasi, and it's understandable, you know me before I medically checked.
11? Diba?
Well, 2011. And I transitioned in 2013. I didn't even discover I was a transgender when we met.
So, yeah, kagaya noon. That's common. Diba, nagigyan ka kayo ng example sa slip up at sa open communication about it. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much again, RJ. We've reached the end of another episode of Late Nights by Luna Manila. Connect with us by subscribing to our YouTube channel. Just look for Late Nights by Luna Manila. And follow us on Instagram at @luna_manila. Let me know what you think about this episode. I'd love to hear from you. Until our next episode, this has been your host, Luna Manila.